22 minutes to 9, and time to welcome on the phone our good friends, yes, it's Zig and Zag.
Long time no chat.
Absolutely.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Gabby sent her love.
Does she?
Yeah. How's your rash?
What?
How's your rash?
It's all right. How's yours?
It's okay, Zig. It's got better since you left.
Listen, is it really boring there now?
Oh, what? It's a bit bad.
Who's the worst?
Huh?
Who's the worst?
Well, Gabby's taking up knitting. Very, very small jumpers and very, very small little pairs of trousers.
Why is that, do you think?
In pale pink and pale
blue. She's gone all mother-like.
Has she?
Yeah.
Is she broody?
I think she's pregnant.
Oh, hey!
I think she might be.
What about the boys you have in the bathroom? You know, that do my job now. Are they dull?
Kind of a bit.
And not like the old times.
Not like Mad, where you used to pick your nose and fart and stuff. Not like that anymore, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Wonder Babes, because I know that Claudia Schiffer was around for a long time. Is she still on the scene, Zach?
She's still on the scene, but edging out.
And who's edging in?
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, hello!
I think that all your crew may appreciate that one.
I think they do appreciate this one.
What about all your girlfriends that you used to have over in our apartment?
Yeah, what about them?
They're still there. Can we have them out there? I've not seen them since. They're eating all that food. It's a babe fest over there,
Bob. A babe fest and a babe feast, no
doubt.
Okay, well,
look. Chris, could you not get a job that you didn't have to get up early in the morning?
No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. From a paper boy to a DJ and everything in between.
I know.
Tell us about the music industry, what's been happening on the music front.
The music front? Well, after our last top international, top selling single was in the charts for a week. we decided to put our musical careers on hold while we examine the film industry at the moment.
Okay, and what's...
Yes. We've got £1 million from Polygram.
£1 million?
Yeah, to make a video.
And is that what happened? Is that
but we spent it.
What on?
Just stuff. Cool things and that.
What, like pogs?
Yeah, pogs and cool gear and stereos and PlayStations and things.
And his yacht.
Your yacht.
And a yacht. Well, you know.
It's £1 million, you've got to spend it. But you see, Chris, that's basically the problem.
What's the problem?
The money's spent, we have to deliver.
So what's going to go on then?
Dunno.
We're
in big trouble. I have a feeling they're maybe sued.
Okay, all right then. Well, have you achieved anything on celluloid?
No. We don't agree in putting extra parts on your body. God gave you a body you should have.
No, have you put anything on film?
No.
Who's filming it?
No, we haven't. You see, Chris, this is the problem. That's why we want to talk to you when you're off air.
Right.
Because, you know, we've spent £1 million.
Yeah.
We've none left.
So,
it's gone.
So you want some cash, basically?
Yeah, sort of.
How much do you need?
£1 million.
Okay.
They can't guarantee you get it back, though, Chris.
Okay. Now, listen, before we go any further, the man from the BBC's here, sounding mysteriously like Dan, by the way.
Oh, I always thought that, you know.
And,
didn't like to say it.
No, and he's going to do more information about Zig and Zag. Here we go.
Yes, they've appeared on stage with Aerosmith in front of 38,000 people, seen by 280 million viewers at the 1994 MTV European Music Awards, and their single Them Girls reached number 7 in Finland. Zigmund Ambrose and Zagnatius Hilary Zogli, identical twin aliens from the planet Zog, where the shops stay open 25 hours a day, which is plenty of time to buy their £1 million vid.
Oh dear!
Yes, today you gotta get it sorted out today.
Blimey! You gotta make it then. We're big trouble.
Well, hang on a minute. Before you go, you've got to do the quiz. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the quiz that all the stars play.
No.
This is the quiz that Claudia Schiffer played.
No.
Okay, here we go. Question number 1. What type of pastry is used for profiteroles?
Profiterole pastry.
Yes. Question number 2 to Zig. What did Georgie Porgy do to make the girls cry?
He unbuttoned his muffin away.
What?
He buttoned Miss Muffet away.
Yeah, he kissed them.
Huh?
Question number 3. How much is the Daily Telegraph, Zag?
as much as it's worth.
Oh, very profound. Very profound. Always profound, Zach. 35p is the answer.
That's not there yet.
Question number four, Ziggy Bow.
Yeah.
Name the two bands that Jimmy Somerville used to front.
John Bon Jovi and Fleetwood Mac.
Give him that one.
Okay, question number five, together. Which insect was Pinocchio's conscience?
Dalmatian.
And Zig, what do you... What?
Spam
whale! No? Ziggy, you crying? Ziggy, you crying?
Why am I getting all hard questions?
Spam whale was a great answer, wasn't it?
Let's just go
with that. Okay, and now, from Zig and Zag, an old favourite of mine, I bet you don't know where this song is going to...
Come
thanks, Zig, thanks, Zag.
Thanks, good.